About 14 years ago, my wife and I were walking around our neighborhood one afternoon, and we came upon two ladies who were walking as well. They were pushing a stroller. And so we stopped and chatted about being new in the neighborhood and just the usual pleasantries. But before we parted ways, I asked the younger lady if she was in any way related to the missionary David Dixon. I mean, she looked just like him, not to be related in some way. And sure enough, she was David's daughter, Jamie. She had so many of the same facial characteristics as her dad, it was just undeniable. Well, one of the fun and sometimes scary aspects of being a parent is recognizing characteristics of yourself in your children. Whether it's looks, likes, or mannerisms, it's pretty fascinating how certain traits are born into the life of children. What's even more fun, or scary, is seeing how your characteristics mix and match with your spouse's, and then how they all blend with an individual personality of the child. Each person that's been born in this world bears resemblances of some sort to their parents. And they also carry their own distinct aspects. Well, throughout the Gospel of John, Jesus has been making known his undeniable relationship to God the Father. One major difference in comparing us to our parents and Jesus to the Father is this. Jesus is exactly like his Father. He is the exact representation of his Father. So much so that Jesus says, "If you knew my Father, you would definitely know me." But this reality had been rejected by many of the religious leaders of Jesus' day who claimed that they knew God. So they try to discredit Jesus on a technicality. They say, "You cannot bear witness about yourself. Therefore, your testimony is not true." And the reason they can't see this reality of Jesus being exactly like his Father is because they do not have eyes to see or ears to hear. They are blinded. The men in our text in John chapter 8, and perhaps many watching this today, worshiped the God of their own making, and they twist scripture from the Bible to make their God look biblical. That's what the Pharisees were doing. But the truth of it is, if you don't see Jesus for who he is and follow him, then you have no access to the Father. You can talk about loving God and knowing God all you want, but if you do not love Jesus, you look nothing like God. You don't even know God. How do I know that? Because the Father draws believers to Jesus, always. When you pray today, please remember Gavin Roberts and his family, our missionaries in Utah. And also remember the Makonde LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.